District 87 plans to offer a complete virtual option for students in the upcoming school year. Superintendent Barry Riley tells Eric Stock the district made sure to include the Bloomington Education Association in the planning process, knowing there would be hesitation about a return to the classroom. The Illinois Federation of Teachers says schools aren't safe to reopen.
I think that it's fair to say that we have not just BEA members, but all staff that's represented across the district has some concern, some level of concern, returning to a work environment where you have a number of people placed in the context of a building together when they haven't necessarily been doing that for some time, and you're in the middle of a pandemic. We certainly do have those concerns raised, but ours have been part of the planning all the way. They've had a great deal of input into this planning document that has come out today. Doesn't mean that we are free from concerns. We absolutely are not. People are concerned. And it's because we are not going to be able to guarantee every minute of every day that kids are going to be socially distanced to 6 feet. It's just not going to be feasible to do.
And some educators have expressed concern aside from potentially being at greater risk of a COVID-19 infection, but there's enforcement, making sure that kids, first of all, bring them to school, that they use them, they don't lose them, that they wear correctly, they don't play with it. I know educators have expressed concerns about having to police that. How do you help prepare teachers to keep this from becoming a distraction?
I don't pretend to have the 100% answer here. I think this is going to be something that we obviously are making a very high priority for the safety of everyone. And as you know, this has become any number of issues when it comes to face coverings in our country. And so what we need is for all of our parents, all of our staff members to be good role models with this. I think that'll go a long way to helping kids understand what's why it is important. We're going to explain that.
And what will happen if there was an infection or, worst case scenario, a breakout in a particular classroom or school?
Anytime that we have either a case or more than a case, we will be in close contact with our local health department, getting guidance from them. It just depends on the context of it. So I couldn't tell you in every single case how things would play out. It could mean that we have an individual who is self-isolating at home for a period of time. It could be that it's a classroom. It could be that it's a handful of individuals. All of that goes into how the health department does its contact tracing and their communications to determine who needs to be in this boat that has to self-isolate. It could mean that we'd have to close down a school. It could mean we'd have to close down the district for some period of time. But all of those decisions will be made in conjunction with the health experts in our community.
As we are about 5 weeks away from the start of school year, what are you most worried about between now and August 24th?
I think I'm concerned about my staff and the anxiety that they are feeling heading into this year. I think a lot of attention has been placed on students and parents and families, and rightfully so, but I don't want to do that at the exclusion of our staff members who, you know, I have a wide range of ages of staff members. I have some who have some underlying health conditions of their own, some who have extended family who have underlying health conditions of their own, which cause them a great deal of anxiety. And so I think more than anything, I'm concerned about the staff's mental well-being, as well as their physical well-being, as we get closer to the start of this school year. I think that's weighing heavily on their minds. There's many who are very anxious to get back to school. Don't get me wrong. I just think that this is a unique event that none of us have ever lived through.
That's District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley with Eric Stock. Riley says teachers can apply to teach remotely, but he can't guarantee everyone who wants a spot will get one. He says the district will give special consideration to teachers with medical conditions. He says one teacher has already retired because of COVID-19, and it's possible others will too.